Well, good morning, and sorry to be the one that meant that you started a little bit late, but I guess you had a second cup of coffee. And I also want to apologize for not being able to stay a little bit longer. This is really just happens to be a few days before one of our biggest meetings, and we have a lot of people who are arriving in a few days' time, and it puts a lot of pressure on us just this these few days. So I want to apologize that I may have to leave before the end of your debate. I thought that what might be useful for me to do would be to tell a story a little bit about the way the United Nations and the indigenous peoples have been relating to each other over the last decade or two, because I think it's a very interesting story. And it's an interesting story because indigenous peoples have been relatively successful at the UN, and not everybody is successful at the UN. And I think they have achieved a number of things. And I wanted to perhaps start by saying, by just telling you that story, and maybe by telling you that story, you'll see, because the subject is how is international law, how can we use the international system in a way to combat discrimination? Oh, I beg your pardon. I should go slow for the interpreter. Is that okay? I go a bit slower. I apologize. The idea would be to explain a little bit why indigenous people came to the United Nations in the very first place and what they have achieved there. And I think that if we go back just a little while to around about the 1980s, because until 1980, there were no indigenous people at all at the UN working in any way at all. And if we go back a little bit in time, we can recall that they were coming to the UN with specific kinds of issues, some of them you may be very familiar with. Of course, issues related in general to human rights violations. But perhaps most importantly, something which was to do with recognition of them as peoples. And recognition meaning that if you take a little bit stepping back in time, the policy, generally speaking, internationally and nationally, was that indigenous peoples were peoples who were in some way or another a little bit behind everybody else and had to catch up. And the best way they could do that would be somehow to develop like everybody else and be a kind of assimilated into the wider society. And if you look at the very first international instrument dealing with indigenous peoples, which is a convention of the International Labour Organization, which goes back to 1957, it's Convention 107, the policy of that convention is clearly stated to assimilate and bring and integrate indigenous peoples into the wider society. So indigenous peoples were seen not as peoples with distinct characteristics, but as peoples who are somehow, had for different reasons or another, one reason or another, fallen behind others. So that was a very important first step. Indigenous peoples came to the UN with a different message, and that message was that we are not actually behind other people. We just have a different way of seeing things and a different way of wanting to see our development.